This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, let's not forget to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now. Thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and our bulk mail haulers that are hauling the mail from the bulk mail facilities over to the post offices, so you can get your checks or whatever it is you're going to get today in the mail. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch on Facebook. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, and we're on Getter. And don't forget, you'll find us also on Twitter at Captain's America. Now, you can check out our website while you're doing things, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And there's some links over there you can follow and go to different places. Like, for example, my guest, Frank Silvato from undergroundusa.com. There is a clickable link on there that takes you right from my website right to his website, because he writes some great articles, and yesterday was no exception. And good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
How would you like to say the Pledge of Allegiance?
Let's do it.
I pledge allegiance,
to
the flag, of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Frank, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to mention the nine most dangerous words over the weekend that anybody could have said, and it came out of Joe Biden's mouth. Here we go. For God's sake, this man cannot remain in power. Now, this was Biden talking about Putin, and unfortunately, they've tried to walk that back ever since yesterday. All night long, I've been hearing different people from the government trying to walk that back and say, well, he didn't mean that, he didn't mean this, he didn't mean that. Well, my ears didn't deceive me, and let me see, let me look at it again. The embarrassment in chief, that's what I'll call him. Here it is again, let's see. For God's sake, this man cannot remain in power. There it is again.
Yeah, and it's pretty straightforward. Mm-hmm. There's no way to actually nuance that. It's not indiscernible. It's not mixed messages. The wording isn't awkward. It's just straightforward. Yet almost in real time, the handlers back in Washington, D.C. tried to spin it as to mean, well, what he really meant was that he shouldn't have the influence that he has in the region, and he shouldn't have that kind of a power that is influence, you see. That's not what he said.
No.
He said it. He said that he pretty much committed the United States to a policy of regime change in Moscow. Now, there are some people who believe that's a good thing. There's a lot of people in Europe who believe that would be a good thing, but you got to be careful what you wish for. The next guy that comes may be worse than Putin, who knows? But you've got to be very careful. When the nuclear clock is at 100 seconds to midnight, and that's where it stands right now,
mm-hmm.
100 100 seconds to midnight, you don't saber rattle like that. It's you're playing a dangerous game. I'm not saying that might not be the correct thing to be striving for, but you don't go bull in a china shop with that kind of rhetoric mm-hmm. when the stakes are this high.
Yeah. Well, that's only part of it, because here's the other thing he said, and I'm still scratching my head about this one as to why he even said this. He said, and I quote, talking to the 82nd Airborne, when they go to Ukraine soon, and some of them have already been there, and they were going to see women, they're going to see women stand in the middle of or in front of a damn tank and say, I'm not leaving, I'm holding my ground. They're incredible. Really? Really? So now he's got everybody thinking over there, some of them anyway, that our troops have already been there, the 82nd Airborne, and he brought them back over into Poland or something along that effect. Now, whether he did or not, you sure as hell don't tell the enemy that.
Well, no, but the Democrats, as of recent contemporary, if you even go back to Obama, they tell you exactly when we're coming and when we're going.
Mm-hmm.
They don't keep that a secret anymore for whatever reason. It's like the stupidest thing in the world
militarily
to let your enemies know where you're moving and when.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that's, you have to give that one a little bit more lean towards that it was a slip of the tongue more than what the first misstatement was.
Mm-hmm.
Because the White House didn't come back and push back on that as hard as they did the other one. But it's just as egregious if you take him at his word that we would be going back into Ukraine with troops. That's a direct head-on head with Russia.
Yep.
Yep. Two nuclear powers going at it head-to-head, that's kind of stupid, especially when the nuclear clock's at 100 seconds to midnight.
Yep. Well, maybe.
You know, so this guy is reckless, and if he can't, if you can't be sure what's coming out of his mouth, you got to keep him off the road.
Maybe he said all of this because of some late night program he saw on TV watching the War Channel or something.
You know, I just don't think it's bright to have him with the missteps that he has.
Yeah.
And the misstatements that he's known for.
Yeah.
To have him out there at this point in time is kind of a miscalculation on the White House's part.
And how, and it's going to get us in big trouble. We're already there, but it's going to make it worse. Okay, Frank, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more here in the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a Monday morning, and I'm talking to Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. Go over there, check it out, see all the great things he has to offer, and don't forget to listen to the podcast.
The Captain's America Third Watch. Google it, and you'll know before everybody else.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
We are, and I would strongly suggest you folks, if you want to hear something a little different, a little bit more informative, go over to undergroundusa.com, listen to Frank Salvato's podcast. I know you're going to like it. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan, and Moss Nissan and all their stores and the new one they're building up there, too, not very far away, but we'll get into that in a second. Now, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan. Now, fact of the matter is that over the weekend, two people came to Moss Nissan in Newport Richey while I was up there to buy cars and to meet me. And was happy to shake their hand, happy to say howdy, howdy to them and all that stuff. And they left very happy and thanked me again. And I thank them because it's all about them. And it's not about me. It's about them. And I'll tell you what, folks, Moss Nissan can't be beat when it comes to pricing customer service. They work very hard. Right now, their goal is to do whatever it takes to be the best in the nation as a car dealer. And it all starts with Moss Care that gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you cannot beat the selection at Moss. Over 500 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors, all the accessories you could dream of, clean trade-ins, are commanding a great resale value, so you can take advantage of that and upgrade your ride right now and get about 35% to 37% more for your good-conditioned certified pre-owned vehicle. How about that? Now, Moss Nissan's also the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too, all get great care taking care of you. Now, let's not forget that Nissan locations are in Crystal River. The flagship store is in Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And they're building a brand new store on State Route 50, just west of the Veterans Expressway in Brooksville. You'll be able to get to that in about a month or 6 weeks or thereabouts. I'll be there when they have the grand opening. Can't wait, can't wait, can't wait. And don't forget, folks, tell these people the captain sent you. And when you go to the flagship store, look for Sean. Look for Sean. Ask for Sean. And when you see him, tell him the captain sent you and see what that does for you. It might shock the hell out of you. Now, don't forget, Newport Richey flagship store is about 40 minutes north of downtown Tampa, and you can save thousands of dollars by buying your car up there. All right, back to Frank Silvato, managing, whoop, I almost did it, Frank, from the undergroundusa.com website. It's unbelievable. I said that for, what, 18 years anyway?
Yeah, probably around there, sure.
Well, anyway, those are proud days, and I was proud to be a small part of it. Okay, I got a question for you.
Okay.
How do you negotiate with a terrorist?
With a bomb suit on. That's
all right.
The only way I can think of. Well, you got to remember, they're terrorists for a reason. They'll say anything in order to get what they want and do anything in order to get what they want. So negotiating with a terrorist is probably a really stupid idea.
Well, you'd be an idiot to do so, just like you'd be an idiot to believe anything coming out of the mouths of Democrats these days. No good faith effort in going to make them honest. They're lying frauds out to destroy everything great in this country. Don't believe me? Go check it out. They're a terminator for American exceptionalism. As such, they have no conscience and they cannot be reasoned with, so therefore they must be destroyed, and there's a way to do it. At the voting booth, we need to show up in force in November. So if they do manage to do a little conniving on the side, if there's a whole bunch more of us, they aren't going to be able to do much for that vote now, are they?
No, and you're making a good point. When people will say anything to get elected, and then once they get elected, turn around and don't do what they said,
yep,
they've lied to you. You know, we've been conditioned to believe that that's just politics as usual, that everybody does it, that, you know, you can't really take them at face value while they're campaigning. We should be able to take them at face value when they're campaigning. And if the person that you have voted for has been sent to Washington and doesn't do what they said or gives you excuses, then don't vote for them again. I don't care if they're Democrat or Republican. We've got to start holding all of our elected officials to what they say they're going to try to do. And we want to see what they've done to try to succeed with that. Now, that said, the last, I don't know, it's got to go back to 2000, maybe, and even before that. The Democrats, the slash and burn Alinsky type politics win at all cost political game that they play,
yep,
has made them completely dishonest with the American people.
Yep.
And the fact that they still talk big about being pro-America and pro-democracy and all of this when they're actually executing a fascist form of government should be a big wake-up call to people who vote Democrat. You're voting for representative government. Once they get in, they're full-blown fascist today. Look at the definition of the word and look what they're doing. You've got to wake up and start smelling the coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Because Hillary Clinton will tell you that the Russians did this and the Russians did that.
Yeah.
Well, she manufactured the whole thing.
Yeah. Well, I'll do this right now. I'll take it this way. Just 25 years ago, there was no question that Democrats knew exactly what a woman was, and that was because of Bill Clinton and Ted Kennedy. Now, they were not confused by the concept. They knew what a woman was. And no man has come forward claiming to have been sexually assaulted by any of these women either, have they? So they either knew or they managed to bat 1,000 with their guesses.
Well, let's go back to Kavanaugh. They certainly knew what a woman was then.
You bet.
They knew what a woman was with Clarence Thomas.
Yep.
You know, so this whole spin machine that they have has gotten to a point where they don't care if it's obvious that they're lying. They just want to make the narrative sound good in their own heads. It's an echo machine. I'm not a biologist. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you what a woman is. That is a blatant vomit to the LGBTQ LMNOP community.
They don't care.
And they're doing it so that they can actually glean votes. It has nothing to do with anything else but pandering.
Mm-hmm.
So why would a Supreme Court justice nominee need to pander to that community talking to the Senate Judiciary Committee?
Yeah.
Unless they were going to be an activist from the bench.
Well, I'll tell you, beating the Democrats just isn't enough. If you beat them, they regroup, they repackage, they come back again. No one can focus group new ways to lie to people like Democrats. Now, guess what? I believe that they need to be destroyed totally at the voting booth. We need to go there en masse. We need to get there. We need to vote. Vote often. Vote early. Vote. I don't care how many times you vote. They're going to do it. Guess what? That means not only oppose, but also roundly mock everywhere they pop up. They've created a culture of fragile psychs out there, psyches, and you need external violation like Hunter Biden needs crack and hookers. Jeez.
Well, you know, we've got to understand that being offended is not a protected right under the Constitution.
Nope.
We've become so conditioned to not want to be offensive that we're starting to abdicate our free speech rights because people get offended. I don't care if you're offended. You know, I'm sorry you feel that way, but it's not going to stop me from saying what I want to say when it comes to politics and our government. You know, we've gotten to the point where people are afraid to talk about politics. It's exactly what they want.
Yeah.
They want you not to gather, not to talk about what's wrong, not to talk about the egregious things that they're doing, because someone might be offended. Don't care. Don't care. The days of worrying about snowflake feelings are over. And we should take a look at the other side. Are the woke people today worried about your feelings?
Mm-hmm.
Do they care that you're offended?
Nope.
Or that you're aggrieved because of what they're saying about you and how you should live your life and about how you should just bend over and take the ESG scoring?
Mm-hmm.
And we're gonna kill fossil fuels and everything else? Do they care?
Nope. Can you stick around another segment?
You bet.
Okay, thanks for sticking around another segment. We're going to continue this conversation on the other side. And let me just tell you right now, they picked on the wrong horse when they came over here to this band on the radio dial, because we are not going to put up with it. We're going to beat them at their own game. Mark my words.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden's remark from a speech in Poland over the weekend that Russian President Vladimir Putin cannot remain in power is hindering U.S. policy and threatening to undermine diplomatic efforts to end the war in Ukraine.
For God's sake, this man cannot remain in power.
French President Emmanuel Macron worried that Biden's comment calling Mr. Putin a butcher could complicate diplomatic efforts to end the war. The White House quickly clarified the president's comment, saying the president's point was that Putin cannot be allowed to exercise power over his neighbors or the region. End quote. The smack heard around the world. The Oscar ceremony last night, Will Smith walked on stage and hit Chris Rock after he made Will's wife the punchline of a joke.
Oh, wow! That was the greatest night in the history of television. Okay.
USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty, welcome back, everybody. This portion of the program is brought to you by Food for the Poor and our Ukraine effort here with our stations here in Tampa and Sarasota and elsewhere about trying to help the people in the Ukraine. Now, I don't have to tell any of you how serious and terrible the situation is going on right now in the nation of Ukraine. Unprovoked Russian aggression decimated large portions of the country, created immediate and massive humanitarian crisis, and it's the time now to determine how leadership in the West has failed the people of Ukraine. But right now, those people desperately need help. Now, we here at my flagship stations, AM 860, The Answer, AM 930, The Answer, are partnering with Food for the Poor. And we're doing something to deliver food and other aid to the almost 6 million displaced citizens within the Ukraine border and the ones that have left, as well as those people that are over across in Poland or wherever they're at. Now, we're asking you to assist us in this effort with whatever you can. Nobody's saying you got to give $10, $100, whatever. Do what you can. Go to theanswertampa.com or theanswersarasota.com and click on the Help Ukraine banner on our website. Your donation will be used to alleviate some of the suffering by the people of Ukraine impacted by this aggression. We are helping Ukraine. Click on the banner. It says Help Ukraine at theanswertampa.com or theanswersarasota.com. And we thank you very much for your support and your donations. All right, back to Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. Thank you, Frank, for allowing me to do that.
Absolutely. And I think the people need to understand that when private organizations do things to help people, just like you, we had the many private organizations that were helping to get people out of Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
The efforts actually go to help the people, unlike certain organizations of a global entity that send food, just let the warlords take it over.
That's right.
So So this is a very good thing to be doing. It's something that's going to actually help the people of Ukraine, and I urge everybody to participate.
Unfortunately, that stuff that's going to Afghanistan, that you're hearing all about the food and this and that and all that stuff, most of it is not getting to the people.
No, that's any global aid thing. The UN is notorious for this. They'll spend millions of dollars getting food to a location. This happens a lot in despotic regions in Africa and in the Middle East. The food gets delivered, and then the warlords sequester it, and they mm-hmm. take it, and they use it for power leverage over the people who are starving, to manipulate the way that they think and to lord over them with power. Manipulating starving people is the things of coward. The cowards do that. But that's what happens, and people who believe that they're giving benevolently to these world organizations that do this, and they do it for the right reasons, and God bless them, they don't know that these organizations, by the fact that they're delivering these goods to bad hands, are playing into the oppression. So, research who you're giving your money to. This is a great opportunity for people to do something good that's going to actually help the people.
Mm-hmm.
But, when the UN says, hey, give money because we're going to drop it off in Somalia, you can bet your bottom dollar that it's going to fall into the hands of the warlords, and they're going to use it to manipulate the people. So do your homework on that, just like everything else.
Well, I'm going to go back and finish off with a little thing we were talking about with the Democrats. Rush Limbaugh was... God bless him. God may he rest in peace. Loved him. Loved hearing him. Loved his show. But he was wrong about this when it came to the Democrats and the way he felt about it. We don't need them around. We don't need any of them around as cautionary tales. We can read about them in books or watch old TV shows or movies, and that's what we can do. And I'll give you an example. You don't keep a few termites around to remind you of the damage they've done to your house, because they're going to eat your house while they're there. Hello? And we don't need any Democrats to remind us of the damage they've done to our country. What they've done, for the most part, is irrevocable, but we, the people, can change that if we show up at the damn voting polls in November and do what we need to do. We can stop this in its tracks if we have enough of a majority that's there, and we put enough people in the Senate and the House and clean House in D.C. and get rid of these rhinos. If we were able to do that, trust me, we're on the right track.
Well, 2 points to that. One, and just a reading suggestion, or if you listen to it, you can listen to it on an audio book. Dinesh D'Souza's book, The Big Lie.
Yeah.
It will give you a very good history about where the Democrat mindset came from, what the progressives did all the way back at the very beginning before World War One, and how they've been very duplicitous and destructive throughout their entire tenure throughout the 20th century. That said, Limbaugh was right if you're talking about the old Democrat Party.
Right, of 25 years ago.
Yeah, they were a good counter, because we're supposed to exist in a state of compromise. That's what the founders and the framers believed, that everybody is best served, the quote-unquote common good is best served mm-hmm. when everybody feels pain to compromise. The Democrat Party today, and you've heard me say this a million times,
yep.
they are absolutely controlled by the radical left, and today it's a fascist left.
Yep.
And fascist is now synonymous with progressive, because when you go back to the beginning of the progressive era, they were fascists. Mm-hmm. They're back. So we don't need fascists here in the United States. It's contrary to what our government is supposed to be. And they now have a foothold in the Democrat Party. So Democrats, and I'm talking real Democrats, not the fake ones that are like Pelosi and Schumer and the rest of the fascists in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Real rank-and-file Democrats must cleave themselves away from the progressive movement, or they're going to lose their party.
Yep.
It's time. We've been pointing this out for, 20 years?
Yes, sir.
that progressives are a cancer inside the real Democrat Party. Democrats, you've either been unaware, uneducated, or too ignorant or lazy to understand this. But you've got to start pushing these people out of your party. Make them stand on their own and see how popular they are still. They won't be.
So Saturday night, my friend, up in Commerce, Georgia, Donald Trump had a big rally. He had a number of people there. He was there pretty much to support David Perdue, who's running for governor, and Herschel Walker, who's running for Senate. Now, David Perdue is currently behind the current governor by about 10 points. Herschel Walker is running neck and neck against Warnock. That's going to be his the competition when he goes up against him. Now, amongst the speakers were the likes of Marjorie Taylor Greene. She, of course, is a representative from Georgia, congresswoman, and Matt Gaetz from Florida, who saw the opportunity to be up there. Now, he said something that's really kind of off the wall, but I've heard it before, so I'm going to repeat it. He said he would nominate Trump for Speaker of the House to replace House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
And that's Matt Gaetz playing to the crowd, because there are too many people on the Republican side of the House of Representatives who don't want to go through that gimmicky thing again to vote for him. Now, technically, you can vote for anybody who you want to for Speaker of the House.
Correct.
Technically.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not going to happen. You know, so this is Matt Gaetz pandering to the crowd. I'm not necessarily a big Matt Gaetz fan, but he is the representative down here, and that's what our internal stuff down here is internal in the panhandle. So we have to deal with that internally. But it's got to be less about personality and more about policy. Going forward, it's got to be about the policies that Donald Trump put into place,
yep,
and not about Donald Trump.
Yep.
And I'm not going to budge from this, because if we start the cycle again where we're just going to keep running Hillary Clinton and we're just going to keep running Donald Trump and it just keeps going around in a circle and a circle and a circle, the country is not served. The political system is not served. We've got to get away from the cult of personality. And we've got to start examining the policies that these people have put into place. Trump's policies were beautiful for the United States of America.
You bet. And I don't disagree with you for a second. Here comes the music. But let me tell you something. I believe we can do this. And I believe if Trump stays on message, he could win this. But we don't know if he's going to run. But then again, if he does, we'll see what happens then. How's that?
Wait and see.
Yep. All right. I will talk to you on Friday, my friend.
Stay low, my friend.
All righty. Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com is a website. Coming up, Patrick Hyland. Don't go anywhere.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices?
Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday in the 5 o'clock hour with the Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, the hat trick with Patrick, and this is Patrick, and here comes the hat trick. Did anybody have a hat trick last night in a hockey game?
No, but we did in a soccer match. The U.S. men's soccer team was playing some excellent soccer, or as they say in Europe, football, and they're doing very well. So shout out to the fellas there and give them credit. So they're doing very well. And then in hockey, Captain, the Tampa Bay Lightning put on the New York Islanders 4-1. They're starting to get back up there in the rankings. The Rangers beat the Buffalo Sabres. Buffalo's trying to hang in there this year, and hopefully they'll make it happen.
Wow.
So looking to see that great game. Final was overtime in that ball game for all the people up there and fans from New York. Big hockey state, to say the least, with the Rangers and the Islanders and the Sabres. So very cool. And the Detroit Red Wings just haven't been the same the last few years. The Penguins beat them 11-2. Detroit always used to make the playoffs to make it happen. And the Predators beat the Flyers 5-4. And the Minnesota Wild 1-3-2 in overtime over Colorado Avalanche. So, well, it's pretty much, big highlights in hockey yesterday. And how about basketball, Captain?
Oh, let me just stop you for a second in basketball, because I realize St. Peter's is probably the big story. They went as far as they went. But the big story from where I'm sitting is North Carolina and Duke playing, of all things, for the opportunity to go to the Final Four. Could it be any more of a story with Coach K finishing his fantastic career right now?
Isn't it crazy? Let's, 15 minutes away. you know, from each other, and now they're going to play Duke and North Carolina. First time they've ever going to meet in the NCAA tournament. How ironic is that? And should be a great game. Looking forward to it. And don't want to discount Kansas and Villanova. They both had great seasons. So it should be a lot of fun next Saturday to see who's going to play next Monday night, a week from today, to see who wins it all this year in college basketball. It's been a very exciting tournament, Captain. A lot of upsets, a lot of emotion, a lot of kids getting an opportunity to play well. That's always nice to see, because that's
now,
what it's about.
Now, St. Peter's did have an incredible run, and they went as far as they were going to go, but they got nothing to be embarrassed about because nobody thought they were going to get there.
Yeah, no. Nobody thought they were going to beat Kentucky. I mean, they beat some, you know, college royalty, man. I mean, come on. I mean, if they would have upset North Carolina, wow, that would have been scary to beat, you know, the teams that they beat to get here. Give them full credit. And give them University of Miami Hurricanes credit, too. Nobody thought they were going to make the, the Elite Eight. And Kansas is just too good this year. It should be a great matchup. Whoever wins between Kansas and Villanova, North Carolina, dude, we are getting to see the best teams, I believe, make it that were red hot. Gonzaga just always seems to get close but can't seem to make it happen, Captain.
Well, they did a couple times.
Yeah, well, we'll see if the Zags, you know.
Next year.
Exactly. You know,
all right, now I got a question for you because I want to lead us over to pro football right now. I believe Matt Ryan is going to just absolutely knock it dead in Indianapolis.
Well, he's going to do better than he did last year.
He's going to have a better team to work around and better line. And, I mean, I just really think that he's going to do well. But I got to ask you about Jimmy Garoppolo. What is going on with him? They're talking about they're gonna let him go. He's gonna get cut by the 49ers.
Yeah, well, Captain, it looks like the shoulder surgery, you know, is gonna have to get done. They're really gonna have to work on it, and we'll see. Some guys can come back from that. Some people can't.
Holy smokes!
All that talk back, you know, a few months ago about Brady going to San Francisco and Garoppolo coming to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, obviously that's out of the question now, unless they're just trying to put that together.
Well, no, we don't want to see him here because he's damaged goods.
Well, yeah, no, it's I don't want to say that. Drew Brees, you know, when he left the Chargers, they said he was damaged, and look, he turned out pretty good too with the same time.
Yeah, but he had to struggle a little bit because I remember he got hurt right off the bat.
Oh, yeah, no, it takes a good year to come out of it. You're right about that, Cap.
And one last little thing, and then I'll let you go back with what you're doing. Our former running back, Ronald Jones, signed with the Kansas City Chiefs.
I think that's a great move for that young man. I think Andy Reid will be able to work him into that Kansas City offense and utilize his strengths. So our offensive scheme was not really the best suited for Ronald Jones. Maybe Kansas City's will be. Great running back from the University of Southern California. And, you know, he did okay with the Bucs. They were hoping for bigger and better things, but doesn't always work out that way. Maybe a change of scenery will help out the young man.
Now, did you hear what the Dodgers manager, Dave Roberts, said?
I don't recall where you're going. I'm sorry, Captain.
Listen to this one. The Dodgers manager, Dave Roberts, guaranteed a World Series title in 2022. He said, and I quote, put it on the record.
Well, trying to get his guys fired up. I mean,
jeez.
I like the confidence. They're a great team, and they do pay for their players, Captain, so I will give them that much. That segues to something. You know, all the major league teams get $100 million, Captain, from the TV revenue. Don't you think their payroll should at least move back? You know, they
made
that money before even one ticket sale. Come on now, these teams not putting money into their team.
Look at the lowest paid guy that's sitting on the bench, $450,000.
Yeah, so
you got to be kidding me.
Yeah,
and then they pay the guys in the minor leagues almost nothing.
Right, so something's got to jive here, and it just doesn't make sense to me. It really doesn't, and that's unfortunate. In NASCAR news, Chastain, you know, he won yesterday, Captain.
All right, 30 seconds, so you got to make it quick.
Okay, Cap, no problem. Well, folks, if I can be of any help to anybody with their insurance needs, please feel free to give me a call, Patrick Highland at 813-966-1052. I've helped out Captain. I've helped out a lot of his friends and a lot of the military personnel. So please take advantage of my knowledge. I've been doing it for 30 years. I can be of help to you. And if I can't be of help, we'll be friends. If you're in a great program, I'll tell you to stay there. Give me a call, Patrick Highland, 813-966-1052.
Will we see you tomorrow for lunch? Captain. Will we see you tomorrow for lunch?
I will see you tomorrow for lunch, Captain. I will be there.
All right, great. So I'll make sure to tell everybody. Okay, thanks, Patrick. Okay, Patrick Conn, everybody, insurance quarterback. Now, we have a real treat for you, and I mean a real treat. And here it comes. Before I bring him on, listen to this.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
You're on, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, did you see Sean Hannity and Chelsea Gabbard? Okay, Chelsea Gabbard, hey, Ukraine, just surrender, just surrender. What an idiot. A half a Republican is a full Democrat. If George Washington would have told us just surrender, we wouldn't have the United States of America, numbnuts. Give Ukraine the MiGs and the planes that they need. You could see, where's Adam Schiff yelling at Russian collusion, right? The New York Times and the Washington Post should say, Biden sucks. Fired today, replaced by Trump. That's what it should say. Gas prices through the roof. Biden is a disaster. But you're all on the Chinese payroll, okay? It's a disgrace. Let me say something about St. Peter's in basketball. St. Peter, not the basketball team that did a great job. St. Peter, the disciple who died upside down, who said, I'm not worthy to be crucified like my Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said, he who's ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of in front of my Father in heaven. I hope you're standing up for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, standing up for your kids, not wearing a mask, standing up for righteousness, and it should be 100-0 again, voting against this left-wing hack, pedophilia, exonerating judge over here, and not one person should be voting for. Stand up for our country, stand up for our cops, and stand up for our Lord and Savior. Let's get to work. Peace, Captain.
All right, thanks very much. And Todd had a new intro today. You did hear the right thing. And, yes, there was a train coming through your living room. So we figured we're debating whether or not to use a jet plane or a train, but we chose the train. So you're going to hear that. When you hear it, you know Todd's in the house. All righty, I'll be right back tonight with more. And don't forget, tomorrow's Have Lunch with the Captain over the Mission Barbecue in West Waters. But I'll tell you what, it's going to be another great week. A lot of things coming on. Don't forget, coming up this weekend, Let's Go Brandon Rally. Let's go BrandonRally.org.
Google and you'll...
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.